One of the things that I have found that really is helpful when I'm doing a lot of the work I do, as far as, you know, I do a lot of writing. I'm writing my fourth book right now. I do the radio show. I, you know, also do the homilies on Sunday, and I do mass every day, and all that comes together. But one of the things that I realized is riding my bike every day gives me an opportunity to kind of clear my mind and kind of think of new takes on new things. And one of the things I was doing the other day is I was riding my bike and I came up with this idea. By the way, maybe I just want to take a little tangent for a minute. You know those ads we do here for the different radio, TV, let me do that again. You know those ads we do here for the different Bible verses? I got that idea on the bike. What I actually thought of is that actually comes from an idea that Sesame Street had many years ago when I'm growing up, and they had different, every program was sponsored by a number or a letter or whatever. Well, I said, well, why don't we sponsor the program with a Bible verse? And that actually came from riding my bike, just coming up with that idea. Well, another idea that popped into my mind is a concept about original sin. And we understand what original sin is, but let's talk about what original sin actually is as it manifests itself in our time. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you, as always, to our broadcast every single Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out the website, you can read our blog, you can donate to the show, you can make comments to us, send them directly to us, whatever you think, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, if you think of what the first temptation is that the devil is trying to convince, and obviously does well, convince Adam and Eve, first actually working through Eve, to reject God's command, because God said, if you eat of the apple, you will die. So what the devil is saying is, no, you're not really going to die. We know the Bible verse, you're not really going to die. And in fact, when they eat the apple, they don't die right away. But that brings death into the world. Because what happens is, by doing that, they change their allegiance from God to the devil. That's always been well known. They don't realize they're going to do that, but they do. They change their allegiance from God to the devil. And in doing so, they change their allegiance to this being that wants nothing more than the complete and total destruction of the human race. That's what he wants. So this is what happens. But you know, I realized something when I was putting this together as I'm riding my bike. What the devil is trying to do is give them a promise that they won't die and that they will be like gods. That's always the way it's taught. And there's a truth there. But something to always keep in mind about the devil. First of all, everything he says is true. You would say, well, he's the prince of all lies. Yes. But he lies in such a way that everything he says is true. And one of the examples I give in my latest book is, imagine that you sold your soul to the devil, which please don't do, but we'll just imagine that. And you sold your soul to the devil in order to become the richest person in all existence. So that's the whole thing, the richest person in all existence. You sold your soul to the devil. And in doing so, you become the richest person in all existence. And you assume that would make you very, very happy. But in fact, it makes you very, very miserable. So you go back to the devil and said, this is not what I expected. You sold me a bill of goods. And he would show you the contract and say, no, I sold you exactly what I promised you. The concept of being miserable is something you assumed would not happen, but you didn't have all the facts, and I wasn't going to give them to you. I knew all along you'd be completely miserable, but you never asked me, and I never told you. So everything I said to you, you are now the richest man in all of reality. Everything I told you is true. That's the way the devil works. Well, one of the things I realized that when he says that reality, you will not die, and he's giving them this promise, and then, of course, we understand that what happens, and they didn't realize, and of course, he's not going to tell them, is the allegiance goes from God to the devil. What he actually gives them is a curse, and the curse exists to this day. Now, what's the curse? It's simply this, that you will try to be like gods. And that is the curse of humanity, that we're always trying to be like gods. It's the curse of our time, is that we can create the perfect world. And so as much as we try creating the perfect world, we try our best, it just doesn't work. But we keep trying. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alton, Massachusetts, here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're back. And of course, before the break, I was talking to you about how we understand that the devil didn't just give a promise, which he delivered on, he also gave a curse. And the curse is that humanity, if we don't unite ourselves with Christ, will try to build the perfect world. I'm reminded of experience I had. It's actually, I wrote it in my first book, first or second experience I had, back when I was writing my first book. first or second book, I forget which one it was. But there was a story of a true story, actually. It's my own experience. We were kids, myself and a friend of mine, and we went to, you know, one of those shows that was going on in the Heinz Auditorium. I think it may have been the camping and fishing show, whatever it was. The one that Rex Traylor always was at. So anyway, we were going into the show, and there was a guy outside of the show. He was still in the Heinz Auditorium, but he was outside of the show. And he had this little deal there where if you you could try to look like a, what was it called, Skittles? You'd have this ball that was on a chain, and you'd have to knock over these pins. But you'd cast the ball supposedly to the left of the set of pins. Actually, it's one pin now, I remember. And the ball was supposed to come back and hit the pin. And if you did that, you'd win. And he could do it every time. Well, of course, we were only kids, and we were perfect targets for him. So anyway, as we'd go to do that, he'd show, yep, it would work. He would demonstrate how we could do it. So we would try it, and it would always fail. We'll come to find out it's impossible. It's a physical impossibility to do that. He must have had a magnet that would bring the ball in, because it was a physical impossibility to knock over the pin going around the pin one way and then coming back and hitting the pin, because you would have to, the ball is going to go a perfect direction. It's going to go exactly the same direction one way and then on the way back. And I always thought that that's a good image of the way the devil is. He's kind of promising this and showing this is how it can work, and it's all a lie. It's all a lie. And, you know, you turn around, you give him your quarter. If I get this done, I get my whatever prize it was. And again, it's like, well, you didn't do it. I never told you that there was any other way of doing this. You didn't do what I asked you to do. This was the way it was. And of course, the man was never going to tell us it's an impossibility. It's like the devil would never want to tell us this is an impossibility. I have no idea what that guy's doing now, but I would hate to actually have known that person, because someone who would cheat kids like that is probably not a very good person, I can say. But anyway, so this is what this guy did. But it's that similar thing. It's that devil saying, oh no, you can eventually do this. You can get this done, and it's an impossibility. You can build the perfect world. And so what we have here is humanity is trying to create perfection, trying to create the perfectly just society without God, trying to create the perfect loving society without God, trying to make the most proper, prosperous society without God. And if God is the source of all that is good, God is the source of all that is true, He is the source of all that is loving and all that is being, and we try to do everything without God, then we can't do it. We're just like trying to knock over a pin by sending this ball on a chain from one side of the pin to come back and hit it on the way back. It's an impossibility. It can't be done. And by trying to rebuild or trying to retry over and over again to build the perfect society is the curse of original sin. That's the curse. That's the curse that the devil gave to us, to be cursed in that way. So when we look at that and we understand that, now we understand what this curse is and what original sin really is. It wasn't as much as a promise, but a curse. And if we do not unite ourselves with Christ, if we do not offer ourselves to Christ, if we do not give ourselves to Christ, we become subject to the curse. We'll talk more tomorrow right here on WROL. See you then. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.